I'm Elliot Dash, and welcome you to the third session of the Practice of Direct Awakening. In previous sessions, we practiced two methods to calm the overactive mind. We will now explore and practice the remaining step, an awareness-based meditation practice. Using the foundation of a calm mind, we will practice cultivating a pure, clear, and unconditioned awareness, which is essential for the practice of direct awakening. Close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen to this short teaching with focused attention, returning your attention to my words whenever it wanders. What is an awareness-based practice? It's a practice that progressively cultivates a pure, clear, and unconditioned awareness. We are always awareness, so what is different about a pure and unconditioned awareness? Why is this difference important? It's because a pure awareness, awareness that is free from the influence or shaping of past experience, is the basis of an awakened life. When experienced as our natural operating system, it allows us to see the truth of self and reality undistorted by our past history and personal stories. Unlike ego awareness, pure awareness observes moment-to-moment experience without comment, judgment, or attachment. With a small but important tweak, we shift from a constant involvement with a mental conversation to simply watching the mind traffic come and go. Our attention rests in awareness rather than mental activity, awareness rather than the object of awareness. We are aware of the ever-changing flow of mental activity, but we remain neutral and passive. We are not attached to or influenced by it. We experience what is as is. That's what we call an awareness-based meditation. It's really quite simple because it is our natural state. Now let's put together the various aspects of this practice. First, let's once again practice the steps in calming the mind. There will come a time when you'll be able to skip this step and drop directly into awareness. But for now, it's important to continue training ourselves to calm the mind each time we practice. So let's begin. Take a deep breath in. We then rapidly blow it out. Then pause or hold the breath, resting in the stillness that occurs naturally with breath holding. Remember, breath holding turns off the brain centers that support an overactive mind. Repeat this practice for the next 2 minutes or so. I will offer comments and allow space for you to practice on your own. So once again, it's deep breath in, forceful blowing out and emptying out the mind of all its mental content, and holding. Snow, on your own now, deep breath in, blowing out the breath and all the mental content emptying out, and then holding on a paused breath comfortably, resting in the stillness and the awareness that comes with the breath pause. I'll now give you some time to do this on your own. So once again, deep breath in, forcefully blowing out, emptying the content of the mind while you blow out, and simply then pause the breath and rest in the stillness and simple awareness that's there when you pause the breath. You can extend the duration and depth of mental calm by prolonging your breath hold in a comfortable fashion. Deep breath in. Forceful blowing out on the expiration, emptying all the content of your mind. And then pausing and holding the breath and resting in the natural stillness, silence, and awareness of a breath hold. Relax the muscles all over your body as you do this. You can use this powerful ancient practice whenever you need it. During the day, formal practice, either one. If you use it during the day, you can just keep your eyes open and accentuate less the breathing, and then take that hold, even in meeting, and you feel yourself drop into calmness and stillness. Now, return to normal breathing so that your breathing is soft, slow, and harmonious. Slowly extend the duration of the in and the out breaths, taking a very slow and extended in breath, pausing at the peak of inspiration, abiding in the stillness, then a low, slow, and elongated out breath. Again, pause, practice this for the next minute or so. Nothing else for you to do except stay right here, right now, experiencing your extended breath. Now, as we have stilled the coarse mind chatter, slowly let go of the focus on the breath, return to normal breathing, and comfortably rest in the calm mind. If random thoughts, feelings, or images arise, allow them to come and go on their own. Don't feed them with attention or interest. Be neutral, impartial. They are not who you are. We are now dropping into our awareness-based practice. Your natural awareness is expansive and still. It's a sense of presence. Be with it. You know it already. Just stay in the stillness. Stay in the presence. Stay in awareness. Staying in beingness. As I ask questions to help point you towards the experience of pure awareness and presence, allow the responses to spontaneously arise from awareness itself. Does this presence, this awareness, have any mental chatter? Or is it naturally silent, serving as a vast field within which mental chatter can come and go? Determine this for yourself. does your awareness have any mental chatter innate to it? Does your awareness have a past or a future? Verify this for yourself. Does your awareness have a past or future? Verify this for yourself. Does your awareness come and go, or is it always present? Verify this for yourself. Notice your awareness is only a presence, a beingness in the moment. Notice that your natural awareness is like non-stick Teflon. Nothing sticks to it. No thoughts, no feelings, no images. They all come and go. The awareness is a constant presence. Nothing sticks to it. Don't try to be aware. You are already aware. You are the awareness. If at any time you lose control of your mind, you can use one of the calming methods we've already practiced. Remain resting in awareness. It is effortless. Practice on your own. Simple, easy presence. This teaching demonstrates the two steps of your awareness-based practice. First, calming the mind, and second, cultivating and resting effortlessly in your natural, pure, unconditioned awareness. Remember the difference between resting in awareness and chasing the objects of awareness, your usual mental activity. I recommend that you regularly practice and drop into this awareness-based practice so that it will become familiar to you as you become increasingly aligned with your natural awareness, which is your home, which is who you are. In the next session, we will explore the two selves. Your ordinary day-to-day ego I, and your deeper authentic self, your natural awareness, taking us closer to the direct practice awakening. I will leave you now, but if you wish, you can continue this practice on your own.